Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about discrimination transmission. Let's go. It looks like transmissions are getting a bad rap these days. Look at this lovely lady. Her, whatever name is Cherry Lee. Is that like Sara Lee? Like the pie? I don't know, maybe. I don't know, do you want the taste of that sweet cherry pie? Let's see what they are saying. You're terribly mentally sick, but there's no surprise when people struggle with their own sexuality and loneliness. That's normal, especially women over 40. So Shim is 40, I guess? Let's take a gander at this funhouse mirrors, right? Hey, good news, at least you got some nice pretty legs. I commend you. I'm sure having these legs wrapped around your torso would be very, very pleasurable, right? Yes, the party will begin when Zed arrives. Well, let's trade this nightmare fuel for another. I have this clip coming up of a Decepticon getting denied using the restroom in a rec center. Let's watch.
Pokemon Rec Center does not want you, wants to trespass you from the location, okay?
So they give him an explanation to why.
Okay? I'm gonna need your ID real quick. You have an ID?
Sure.
Okay, my understanding of the sex offender registry, okay?
This is what happens when you make these sexy, naughty people hypersexualized. They do stuff like this. So whose fault is this? Society? The government? Who knows? But it's there. Do you know that during Nazi Germany, all those books that they were burning was pornography and literature for these people? Yeah, it wasn't like burning other stuff, but things get lost in translation, right?
Because I understand that they're concerned about my history, and that's the reason they're banning me.
Yeah, what's that thing saying that past behavior is an indicator of the future or something like that? So I think that's why they're looking at you. Just saying, man. Sucks for you, though.
Now, my civil rights as a transgender person allows me to use a public facility, including the restrooms or...
Well, I guess we're living in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, huh? The wonderful world of make-believe, right? Nice.
Or changing rooms that identify with my gender, you could see on my ID that I'm recognized by the Commonwealth.
Yeah, if you start believing all this kinds of nonsense, I might as well call myself Donald Trump too and say I'm the president, right? Why not? People think they're Napoleon, all this other crap. So why not? Let's all pretend we're something else, yeah? Look, I'm a helicopter.
Virginia, as female... So exercising my civil rights is not a criminal offense.
Such a wonderful neighborhood, such a wonderful neighborhood. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Always wanted a neighbor just like you. Oh man, do you remember that? That was from my memory. I haven't seen that shit since I was a little kid. Yeah, incidentally, Mr. Rogers was actually a Marine and he actually fought in World War II. Yeah, he was actually a really nice dude. Same thing with Captain Kangaroo, he was another nice dude. But those people don't exist anymore, right? So sad, the world that we live in now. Anywho.
So them pulling up my information on the sex offender registry and using it to stop me from exercising my civil rights as a transgender person.
You know what you talk about rights and all this stuff? I think we should bring the Thunderdome! Two men enter, one man leaves. Two men enter, one man leaves. Yes. That's how you should fight for your rights. Yeah.
Is a criminal misuse of the sex offender registry. They can use that registry.
You know what? All that sex offender registry shit is fucking bullshit. If you're going to be doing that, you should do that to all felons. Put everybody in a fucking registry, not just sex offenders. You start making these people into villains, it's going to start going to other stuff. Oh yes, first it starts protecting the kids, and later it's going to be a boots on your head. You don't think so? Watch. Yeah, if you parents can't watch your kids, then you know what? That's your fault that your kids got touched. Yes, exactly. Either you allow it because you like it, or because you're an incompetent parent. You should take responsibility, but nobody could take responsibility for themselves, right? Right? Lame.
To try and stop someone from committing a criminal offense, which I was not doing. I was only exercising my civil rights.
Women we've spoken with and read statements from in court records allege he would go into various women's locker rooms and expose his private parts, sometimes with kids around.
You see, women are not complaining about this. They wanted equal rights, and now that these people are coming here, they're usurping their power. Now are they crying, saying, "Oh, this guy's exposing himself!" Well, this is what you wanted. Enjoy! Yeah, I'm sure that this person is not very nice because he's pointing at all the nude women, but are we pointing too, right? Couldn't you?
Know that you are banned from all rec centers in Fairfax County?
In part because Cox hadn't knowingly trespassed that day, police eventually said there was no evidence of a criminal violation.
Yeah, I guess these lovely ladies don't like it that Buffalo Bill's visiting their fucking establishment, but hey, it's what you paid for, right? Too much weakness in the world, right? But, what do I know, right? I guess I'm the fool. Well, anyways, I'm gonna go do some other stuff. I gotta go to work early because my boss doesn't need to make money. So I'm like, yep, let's go make some money. So you guys hang out and take care of yourself. Be the best version that you can be. And screw all these crazy people. Bye-bye.